We're going to read James chapter 2 today, and I'm going to read the first four verses of that chapter. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings, in fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand there or sit here at my footstool. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? In a world where we often feel like we've been left to fend for ourselves, we quickly get in the habit of assessing people by what we think they can do for us. So when somebody's flush with money and they're in a position to do something for us, we tend to bite our tongues more often and go out of our way to make them feel welcome. On the other hand, when we think that somebody has nothing to offer and they can't help us get ahead, we get far more dismissive. All of a sudden, they're not important because we can't see how they make us more important. I think one of the biggest surprises for most of us is going to be when we arrive in the kingdom of heaven and God takes off our sin-tinted glasses so we can see people the way He sees them. What's it going to be like when all of a sudden all the stuff that seems so important during this lifetime suddenly has no value anymore? I heard a preacher tell a made-up story one time about a guy who supposedly shows up at the gates of heaven holding a large bag. What you got in there? The angel asks him, amazed that anybody would think they needed to pack for heaven. The man opens the bag to show the angel his life savings, all in big gold bars. Pavement? The angel says, obviously dumbstruck. The streets in this place are paved with gold. You brought pavement? You know, the Bible indicates that we can't even begin to imagine what the kingdom of heaven will be like. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard, Paul says. But there is enough evidence in the pages of the Bible to give us a thumbnail sketch. We do know some things. And once in a while, when I gather my kids around the table, we create a list of things that will not be in heaven. Now, if you've never done that, you ought to give it a try, because it really helps us put the troubles we face in this life back in perspective. Make a list of the things you know won't be there. Hospitals, bank accounts, band-aids, lawsuits, you name it. Then take that list and start looking at people as if we lived in a world where all those things were already missing. It might just give us a perspective like God's, who the Bible says is not a respecter of persons, and it might just give us a much better way to live.